Okay, we're on. Can you hear us?
Where's the intro?
Oh, you got a good point there.
Welcome to the Denim and Pearls Podcast. Business casual conversation laced with pearls of wisdom. Casual, authentic, unscripted dialogue about life, work, and entrepreneurship with the perfect blend of laughter and seriousness. Pull up a chair, kick back, and lean in as we welcome your hosts, Michelle Mross and Brian Swanson.
We're on for real now.
We are for real. I'm like, what? Why are we sitting here without the intro going on? Okay, welcome to Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Mross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are business casual with
Pearls of Wisdom
from the proverbial port. And right now I'm out in Vacaville, California for a family reunion. And Brian is in a really cool living area space that is on neither mine or his.
Hey, don't give away my backgrounds now.
Well, today
people don't want to see just a green screen behind them. So, hey.
Well, today we have a really amazing show. We've got Michael coming on, but we'll introduce him in a bit. But first, let's say thank you to our sponsors. iBuildSEO.com, you'll see them in the mid-roll. A2 Promos, which is A Squared Promos. A2Promos.com, all of your swag needs, anything you want to put on, a cozy, you name it, they can do it. Then we also have Ink182.com. That is a screen printing and embroidery. I always forget the embroidery needs on jackets, shirts, you name it, hats, and embellishbutterfly.com. They do all the bling. You can do it on clothes. You can do it on cups, you name it. They bling things out for those special gifts that you have out for your friends. Now, the other thing we have is the shoes I am always raving about. Matter of fact, I'm wearing them now.
Oh.
Europeanheels.com/discount/Marcel. We are going to make her a Bitly account is what we're going to do, so we can say that a lot easier. And that is it for now. Brian, how can they find us?
They can find us on YouTube, which is probably where they're at now, or Facebook, or Rumble, or any of your other podcast platforms like Apple and Spotify and yada, yada, yada. You know, you pick your poison, you're going to find us.
Okay, then go to our website, which is Denim and Pearls. Live there. Where is it?
I would have to create a banner for it because I don't have a banner for it here.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. DenimandPearlsLive.com. And then you can reach us there and then you can see our old shows. You can see where we're going tour wise, that kind of thing. And eventually we'll have swag, but you know, there it is. Denim and
the miracle of technology.
Yes. So thank you so much for joining us. If you are watching right now and we're live, share the live stream because you don't want to miss our guest today. He is quite the conversationalist and we are going to get on some good topics. I can just feel it already. And if you are watching the replay, share it anyways because there's going to be wisdom dropped, lots of pearls of wisdom today. So Brian, yep. You're going to introduce our guest, drum roll.
Well, I had something up on here I wanted to read because I thought it was like totally awesome the way he put this. Let me see if I can find it real quick. He is a husband, a minister, and an entrepreneur, and he specifies in that order, which I think is completely amazing because we all sometimes have a tendency to forget about who we are, what order of priorities we have in our lives. And we always hear God, family, business or family, God, business. It's kind of all depending on what you you think. But he really does. He says husband, minister, and entrepreneur in that order. And I just thought that was fantastic. So I posted it on everything. And right now he's in the process of building an event that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But just let me just get to it and say good morning or good afternoon to Mr. Michael Schoening. There he is. Uh-oh, I got him muted. Hold on a second. There we go.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on the show.
Awesome. By the way, we are not technically savvy around here, and we only make things happen if we have to. So,
well, Michael, I really wanted you on the show because you have an event coming up on what, May 19th?
May 19th.
I'm acting like I don't know it. I'm one of the speakers.
Yeah. You're not promoting yourself or anything in this one, Michelle.
No, I'm not. But I am promoting Unconditional, a tribe for entrepreneurs to empower each other. And the reason why we wanted to have him on the show today is because this date is coming up very quickly. And I wanted Michael to explain, because the power in what this is, Unconditional is in why Michael wanted to bring it to Colorado Springs. So Michael, we're going to bring you back on and we're going to talk about the business behind the conference. So what brought you to this idea in the first place?
You know, I'll be super honest. Is that okay? Is this a show I can be honest on?
No, lie to us.
Okay, sorry.
Wait a minute. You said to ask your minister in here. You're not allowed to lie.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So this was about February a year ago. Okay, so I'm literally just at a point in life, like, we've been in this pandemic for a minute. We've been through this economic turmoil for a minute. I've got my own personal stuff I'm dealing with, or not choosing not to deal with, either way. And I decide to just watch this documentary about this kid. His name was Anthony. And dad left, he had siblings. Mom just couldn't really provide for them that well. And mom would just beat the tar out of this guy. She would hold his mouth open, pry it open, and squeeze Dawn dish soap down his throat until he vomited. And that was his regular punishment. And while this kid, Anthony, was being beaten, he created a persona, right? And this persona was big, was strong, was fearless, was an entrepreneur, was wealthy, was fit, was happy, was respected. Nobody would pin him down and beat him up. And he created this persona and he named it Tony Robbins. And he spent many years of his life doing his best to reach that persona. Now is the beginning of the documentary. A lot of people didn't know that story. But
I just watched an excerpt from that this morning.
Oh, really?
Beautiful. Yes.
So childhood trauma can often form us, and does often form us and transform us into the entrepreneurs and influencers and speakers and coaches we are today. But there are obviously positives and negatives of that, right? While he was going through that abuse, that heinous abuse, he probably wasn't thinking, I'm going to be rich someday from this, you know, in the moment, right? I mean, he may still have flashbacks and post-traumatic stress disorder moments of that. But I really love his story, and I really love how Tony has changed the world. My wife has seen him in person at a conference for a week, and what he does. Now, I also love TED Talks. I'll watch a lot of TED Talks because they're short, they're quick, and they're nerdy. And I'm a nerd, and I love to envelop myself in different things. I love life coaching. I watched the Tony Robbins thing, I watched TED Talks, and then I watched a bunch of John Maxwell stuff. And I said, okay, so, and I also love business networking, and I love people, and I'm a trauma specialist in therapeutic foster care. I love helping people get past that as entrepreneurs. I want something that's all mixed together. Well, I looked and looked and looked, and I didn't see a program to help people, specifically entrepreneurs, get past that childhood stuff and utilize it, not being a victim of the issue, but being a survivor of the issue. One has excuses, one has empowerment. And I wanted short TED Talks that were powerful of people, how they worked through trauma and became successful on a one-day conference, and I wanted it cheap. And I looked and I couldn't find it. And I said, well, if I can't find it, maybe I'll just make it. And so at first, I said, I got a name, it's going to be great. I'm going to call it Beast Mode. Everybody hated it. And then I hated it. And so we don't say childhood trauma anymore. We say early conditioning. Okay, so how do we uncondition? Is being an unconditional entrepreneur, is part of that being unconditioned of maybe some of the stuff of the past and using some of those things to make us better as entrepreneurs? So the name Unconditional came out. I registered it with the state. I own the word Unconditional. And I've been working for about 13 months now on putting this conference on, which I hope is not a conference and an event, but a launch to empowerment of entrepreneurs in my area.
Outstanding. Why are you muted, Musso?
I am unconditional. Go to I am, not I am, I, the letter M, unconditional.com. I was muted because I'm at my father-in-law's house and big trucks are going by. I muted myself so that you're not hearing all the big trucks.
Appreciate it.
I was like, I didn't control that part of it. Okay, we're good.
I'm unconditional.com. And we've got a lot more information on, you know, who's speaking, what we're speaking about. Every speaker has a different topic. You know, what I love is a lot of people are saying, let's have a breakout session where it's small groups and we've got different speakers helping people with different, you know, things. I said, man, people are going to find some real breakthrough. So I changed the name. It's not a breakout session. It's a breakthrough session. We're going to be tackling people's everyday issues. Maybe if you have an issue delegating, well, I'm going to tell you right now, no one with an issue delegating in their business says, I have an issue delegating. What they say is, if you got to do it right, you got to do it yourself, right? They say these little quirks that have nothing to do with the real issue. But we're going to tackle some of these real, real issues in people's lives. And people are going to find that these aren't mental limitations based off childhood conditioning that interrupt success in business only. Also in relationships, in ministry. And self-value, self-worth, our entire lives are affected. And I touch on this in my new book, but all of our lives are affected by these things. And the big thing is you have the choice to be a survivor or a victim. And it's not just, we're going to, you know, be so rough and tough on you. We're going to love you through it, but we're going to do this by sharing our own feats over childhood trauma and how we've used it to better ourselves and become unconditional entrepreneurs and eventually unconditional people.
Well, I'll go first, then you. We've got a little delay here, folks, so that's why. The one thing I noticed that you talk about, Michael, is everything is because of the situations that may have happened in our childhood. Some of us don't recognize things like that in our childhood. So there's no, I'm going to presume there's no exclusion because we all go through trials and tribulations, not just through what our parents had given us possibly or whoever raised us.
Absolutely. Exactly. And I don't want people to think, well, I don't identify as somebody who has had childhood trauma. Why would I show up to this thing? That's not the point, you know, and for some of us trauma, I guarantee anybody who's lived in the last 2 years on the planet Earth has dealt with some form of trauma with what's been happening. I mean, pandemic, we're about to go into a global food shortage, according to the news and government speaking up. We're going into crises. People lost loved ones. I lost loved ones due to COVID. The agendas behind it, the interruption of religious services, and the polarization politically and racially in this country. We have all gone through crisis. Anybody in leadership is absolutely a crisis leader right now. We're not in crisis prevention. We're in crisis cleanup. Any leader in any industry is in crisis. So if people say, well, my childhood was perfect. Yeah, well, did you live in the last couple of years? And if your business is not as successful as it could be, there's something in the way. Often it's the mindset of the leader. And when the leader gets better, the organization gets better.
Well, I do have to say one thing I heard we're going to have a shortage of, and that's CO2.
Yeah, well.
Which means no beer and no soda.
Yeah. So we're actually towards the tail end of Passover week, and we are not having anything with yeast, with CO2, with, you know, puffiness. We're having our matzah, which is like the easiest food to choke on, to be honest. It's so dry. Nothing. And so Saturday night, we end Passover week for us, but it is a week where we don't have anything with CO2, and it's interesting, but it's a beautiful representation of humility, and I love it. It's funny that you brought it up this week.
Wow. What was you going to say, Michelle?
What I was going to say was the different topics that are being covered at Unconditional. So go to I, the letter M, Unconditional. We have Michael doing Unconditional. Frank Sinclair, Synergy.
Wait. Diego? Frank Sinclair? Frank Sinclair's going to be there? Just making sure people know.
Brian, I just sent you the coaches and all the different topics. So Synergy is Frank Sinclair, and then Diego, I'm just going to say first names. Diego is Take Action. Mm-hmm. Brandon, well, I only know him as James Kirk personally, Be Audacious. That's right. And then Craig, Be Honest. I'm there being unapologetic.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So Brian, you don't have this. You don't have the thing I'm looking at, do you?
I would have to do some conversions and stuff. It would take me a little bit.
Okay. And I'll put it in the chat then. Then the next
you
one
just have
is
to go to go to the event.
Yes. Go to the event. Go to the page and get your ticket. Sure. Because Jed's doing Peace. Michael's doing Breakthrough. Beata is doing Be Courageous. Johnny is Be Accountable. Peter Lynch is Breakthrough. And Dr. Smiley Rashawn. Smile, the power of legacy. So there are, we're not going to go there and talk about Roman when I was a baby. No, we're not doing that. We're here about this is who I was, this is where I got to, and this is how beautiful. You can get through right. it too. This is an empowerment. This is a come together so we can live more together, not let's all cry together all day. No, that's not what we're about. I am unconditional. No, I am unconditional is about stepping into the power, no matter what your background is. And for people like Brian, who says, I don't have any crazy background. I'm not traumatized by my childhood. Great. It doesn't matter.
Good.
Like Michael said, we are all going through some sort of a stressor in our lives right now. And yeah. everybody who's taking the stage at I Am Unconditional at on May 19th at the C21 Library in Colorado Springs, we are all taking the stage to share with you how we get through the stressors in our lives, our mentality, our state that keeps us moving every day. You don't have to have trauma, but one day you will, or you're in it now. Come and learn and grow with us. Share your stories so that we can all be unconditional together.
Great. And guess what time it is?
It is time for our station break.
It is for time for our commercial. So we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about some other good stuff because we got some other great events coming back. We'll see you all in a little bit.
Contractors, do you need better cash flow, quality leads, better projects? Rise above your competition by proving you do better work. Make a solid first impression with strong reviews. Establish your credibility by showcasing your skills. Extend your reach so you can land better jobs with better clients. iBuild SEO will set you up for success with your search engine optimization, website development, social media marketing, content marketing, reputation management, review request system, with the power of more, utilizing the Construction Contractors Digital Dominance Method. Book your time to speak with us today at iBuildSEO.com and click on the Get Started Now button.
Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the Porch is always serious, but full of laughter, and we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch.
Hello.
Hello again.
Welcome to Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Moss.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are Business Casual with
Pearls of Wisdom
from the Proverbial Porch. So thank you so much for joining us. And today we have Michael from the IAmUnconditional.com conference coming up on May 19th. And Brian, did I forget to do something?
No, you did not forget to do anything. However, I'm looking at stuff. And you know that what they call it, PSA, public service announcements. Yes. If you're anywhere in the Southwest, please don't throw your cigarettes out the window because it is crazy out there, and we don't want all of those nice little bonfires going on around the country like we did last year. It's insane.
Of what state or Southwest of the entire United States?
Southwest United States.
For California.
Well, us, you know, all of us that direction, because everything is dry. Arizona, Arizona, Colorado, everything is just dry as a bone. There's a big alert going on that it's all just don't do anything with fire outside.
In other words, you're in the states that are on fire half the time. You know better. be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I know it's a strange little PSA, but it popped up on my phone here while I was sitting during our commercial. And we just don't need anything more, you know, anything else burned around the country. It just, it's taken too many houses and too many lives and all those other kind of good things. So let's be careful while we're out there, folks. So let's bring Michael back on. I know we've got some other events that we want to talk about and those kind of things.
We'll talk about it towards the end, I guess. Or do you want to do the commercials for them now?
Oh, I don't want to do commercials for them specifically, no. But whatever happens, what happens, this is the porch. We never know. So welcome back to the live stream, Mr. Michael Schoening.
Hey, guys,
I saw that.
Love
your name. Can I get that last itch out before we go back?
Exactly.
So, Michael, what has led you into entrepreneurship? Because I know you do a whole bunch of other stuff. I know that you were doing some cabinetry type things, really cool stuff with that. I know you're a rabbi. I know all of these things, but what really led you into entrepreneurship? And we know why you're creating the Vet, but
wait, I got to laugh about this that you're saying. Just listen to what he said. You're doing all these things. You do this, you do that, you do this. It's what brought you into
that's exactly
his blood,
it.
Man. It's in his blood.
I'll tell you, I mean, I come from a long line. Like, I was born and raised in Salem, Oregon. If you don't know anything about it, it's wet. And we don't have to worry about fires that much. But I'll tell you, I come from a long line of rabbis, pastors, priests, chiefs, government leaders. My family's been in Colorado 5 generations in Durango. I'll tell you, I just come from a long line of people, just movers and shakers. But the why I do what I do, or how I got into, I should say, to do what I do as an entrepreneur, is in the word. So entrepreneur, it's a French word. It means one who is willing to carry the weight. And at a certain point in my life, the responsibility of leadership in ministry, and I also do blessings, invocations before Colorado Springs City Council meetings. I've got one coming up really soon, actually. So it being involved anywhere in government or in ministry or in community in general, in business, means one who's willing to carry the weight. We use entrepreneur today is more about people who are starting a business, because it takes it's a lot to start a business, but it's kind of like, I don't like that at all, because entrepreneur is someone who's willing to carry the weight of a business long term. I don't like that we have a culture that glorifies the wedding day so much, but isn't, where's the community to support you in the marriage when we're all going through the stuff? Right? So, oh, you're married, go deal with it yourself. We glorify weddings. We don't glorify marriages. We glorify business startups, but we don't glorify and help support businesses as much as we do the startups. So being an entrepreneur is someone who's willing to carry that weight. Passion means, it's a word that means, I believe it's a Latin root, that you are willing to suffer for a thing. So when someone says, I'm a passionate entrepreneur, okay, so you're willing to suffer to carry the weight. Well, no, I want the easy way. You know, I want to get rich quick kind of things. I go, you're not an entrepreneur and you're not passionate. But an entrepreneur is someone, like, we do therapeutic foster care, we farm chickens in our free time, which doesn't exist. You know, I do coaching. I'm now an award-winning national speaker. I'm now a published author. The different thing, we own a commercial residential cleaning company, very successful. Of course, I'm a rabbi, lead a synagogue, and also do other ministerial events here in town and beyond. And I, every 2 to 3 months, I'm speaking somewhere around the nation. I'm just willing to carry the weight. That's it. I'm just willing. And I think that if you're willing, the rest, it's not the education piece that matters as much. It's not the knowledge, the certifications, the licenses, the schooling, the degrees. I think anybody who's willing will be influential and could potentially be a leader in their community in some form or fashion. And I believe that my willingness, which comes with a little bit of stick-neckness and a little bit of stubbornness and sometimes a little bit of arrogance, but those are just unfortunate byproducts of someone who's willing to be an entrepreneur. So like you said, you know, it's what I'm doing is never enough. It's never enough. I'm never helping enough people. I'm never I never have enough foster kids. I only have two, but I never have enough because there's kids out there that need people to work with them. I never have enough people in my congregation. I'm never preaching long enough. I'm never traveling enough. I'm never speaking enough. My book's never long enough. You know, that's who I am. I'm just willing to keep going, and I'll trailblaze if I have to. If there's an event that I want to do that doesn't exist, I'll create it. If there isn't a 30-day devotional that helps entrepreneurs unwind at the end of the night, it doesn't exist, I'm going to write it. So I did.
Well, and Michael, if you know, I'm finishing up my doctorate in entrepreneurship, the study of entrepreneurs. And if people watch me on social media, I don't stop. I'm constantly moving. I'm constantly growing. That's the spirit of an entrepreneur. We don't stop because we're always making something right, making something, doing something. And it's part of our DNA. You can't say, I'm a businessman, and I think next month I'm going to be an entrepreneur. No. Business people need to secure something. They need something that's tangible that they can project. An entrepreneur will jump and say, you know what, I'll figure it up as I'm going, and I will land on my feet no matter what. Oh, I might hit my face, but I'll get back up. And that's that entrepreneurial spirit, and that's what's in you. And while you said it, you said that you have a book, and the book will never be long enough. Brian, can you bring that image up? Because we are doing a book launch and signing. And there's several authors from the Colorado area, brand new authors, some of us and some of us not. But there's several authors. And if you look in the middle left, Michael's right there with his book. What's the name of your book, Michael?
Unwind. Am I pointing towards it?
Yes, you're pointing towards it.
Like unconditional,
this is Michael's
unwind.
It's got my little face on it there. But I don't know if you can read it. But if you do, come join us. You can meet Michael in person, up close and personal, and poke at his brain on Saturday. No? Yeah. April 30th
Sunday.
From 1 to 4
I'll
p.m.
Be there Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be Sunday at May 1st up in Denver, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So April 30th is at Coality. It's actually capital COA.D.I, and that's in downtown Colorado Springs, over by the Denver Biscuit Company, from 1 to 4 p.m. And then on Sunday, May 1st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are up in Inglewood, which is that first exit when you're going up into Denver from Colorado Springs. It's Brewability and Pizzability will be there. So come to those events. But if you want to meet Michael, come up to or go to the Denver one at Brewability and Pizzability.
That's right. We'll have some beer.
We'll have some beer. We'll have some pizza. And if you want to be part of the Keep Smiling book, the Movers and Shakers of Denver, and I think I'll be creating the Movers and Shakers of Colorado Springs too. I really want to gather everybody that actually comes to the Unconditional Tour, event. Basically, gather all these people together and then have a book of them so that every year we build on it. But it'll be a who's who book. So if you're interested in that or you need a new headshot, come. We have a professional photographer that will be there, and he happens to be our publisher for Perfect Publishing, Dr. Smiley, Mr. Ken Rashan. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, and hope to see you all there. You'll see me in the one in Colorado Springs. You'll definitely see Michael at the one in Denver, and I don't know which one Brian's going to be at. I'm assuming he'll be at the Colorado Springs one.
I'll probably be at both of them.
Oh, okay.
I signed up for both of them. Does that count?
Okay.
Just to me.
Yes.
You got one person showing up.
Oh, no. We have at least 100 people showing up.
Well, that's good. But I'm saying I signed up, so that means you got one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We definitely have more than one. So you don't want to wait till the last minute because you won't see a lot of people because I think the room will get crowded. The Colorado Springs one, I think we have about 20 or 30 people signed up. But the Denver one's pretty big right now.
Good.
So come on out.
I've been in these things. If you don't show up early, you're not, it's like if you want parking, you want to meet people, you got to show up early. You got to be intentional about these things.
Yes.
And if you want to network, you have to stay
late. Because you're always there early.
That's right.
Yeah, come out and
stay late.
And then definitely go to the letter M, unconditional.com, and get your tickets. Come out and see us, spend the day with us, because you will be enlightened. The coaches that are taking stage are all amazing and heart-centered, and they really do, they care about who they're talking to and the people that we're with. So come out, be with us. It'll be awesome.
We've also got, you know, I'd like to mention a bunch of resource booths as well. We have our title sponsor, Precision Services, that is going to offer a lot of business services to the community. We have the Better Business Bureau, the SBDC. We've got 1 Million Cups. We've got the Pikes Peak Library District is one of our sponsors as well. Guys, we have so many sponsors. We're going to be promoting Shepherd Revolution, which is a school founded by a dear friend of mine, David Prosper. And this is a school where they're teaching leadership skills to kids starting at just 5 years old. You know, and you might think it's crazy to think kids entrepreneurial and leadership skills at 5 years old. Well, we teach them how to be employees starting at 5 years old in public school. So this school is going to be launching, I believe, 2023 in the fall. I'm really excited because it's just time to get this thing going. I believe that Colorado Springs is becoming the entrepreneurial hub of America. I personally, I moved here from the West Coast. I have to say Oregon because people for some reason have an issue with Californians and Colorado for Oregon, which is Northern California, if you don't know. And there's nothing like it like there is here in the Colorado Springs area. People support each other. They love on each other. They have each other in each other's podcasts. They promote each other. They send customers to each other if they're too busy. Guys, this is a community of people who are willing to not just lift up their business, but lift up other businesses. And we can start training this very valuable skill set and mindset starting at just 5 years old. I know that if somebody started teaching me entrepreneurial leadership skills at 5 years old, wow, by now, I don't know, I'd be doing what I'm doing right now, actually, just a little bit more. So, and I'm very excited, and really nobody has an excuse because we have made this, it's a 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's at the 21C Library called the venue inside. We're going to network until 6 at the resource booths and different things. We have giveaways. We're going to be giving away some books. We're going to be giving away prizes. We're going to be promoting people, offering huge discounts. We're going to launch the unconditional social media, not page, social media site. It's an actual app people can download. There's going to be a lot of coaching in there. We're going to be launching the unconditional book, the Unconditional Mindset book, where we're going to pick 30 people who can share their story in this book and be published among some great published authors. We have so much that this event is not a one and done thing. This is a kickoff to a movement. It's going to unite the networking community. It's going to unite people across industry. It's going to unite people across different forms of backgrounds and cultures and faiths who are going to come together and invest in themselves and to invest in this community. And I'm just super excited that the community has come together and supported my vision and supported what this movement really, really is. And I chose the people that I chose to speak because one thing, they're all givers. Every single one of them. We've even got Brian's going to be, you know, doing sound, and Michelle's speaking, and I'm speaking, and Frank, and everyone else who's speaking and involved. And we have, you know, Peter and Michael Grabus, they're going to be doing the breakthrough session. They're all givers. If money didn't matter, I know that every single one of these people would just be already in the community serving people. Whatever it takes, pulling weeds, whatever it takes, serving the community.
We already are, Michael. That's how you found us.
That's right. That's right. That's you. Absolutely. So it's givers. And we have a lot to give. And we made this as reasonable as possible. Right? It's under $100. Under $100, $97 gets you in all day. And then if you can't make it or you want to see it a different date, it's only $25 to watch it a live premiere or to get online access to all the videos for 12 months. $25, we're giving you tens of thousands of dollars in value, because that's another thing. I wanted to offer a lot for a little cost. If I could, I don't want to do it for free because people won't value it. I want people to internalize it, value it, and learn it and apply. We're going to be giving a lot of actionable steps. People will come one way and leave changed, and they will have actionable steps towards being better at business and at life as an unconditional individual. So obviously I'm excited.
I would definitely say just a little bit.
a lot.
So, Brian, put the website back up so they can go up and get their tickets too.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun. That one?
Yes, that one. Because I'm so excited to be a part of it. I mean, I
know, because I had to put it up six times.
Because I rarely get to speak in Colorado. I'm always speaking in other states and other countries. I'm always away. Michael caught me, and I'm in Colorado. I get to speak to my own people, and it's rare, and it's exciting.
You know, it's interesting. I speak in Colorado an average of 60 times a year publicly, anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour, 60 times a year as being a minister and also teaching here in the community and teach different churches and then doing things with, like I said, the city council meetings and different things. And when I travel and I speak, I spoke in Tampa and a couple different places, been in Vegas and LA this year so far. And when I speak abroad, it's interesting because you can kind of say whatever you want. And they're like, if we don't like you, he's going to leave anyways. It's almost harder to speak in your own town because the people know you. They're like, this guy said this powerful thing. And then I saw him at the grocery store in the clearance section. Yeah, I'm always in the clearance section. It's just part of my culture. And so they're like, you know, it's they kind of lose this celebrity kind of idea of you. People have recognized me. Someone recognized me in Walmart recently. Said, oh my gosh, you're that rabbi. You're Mark Schnunig. And I'm like, it's Michael Schoening, but hey, I still feel good about it. Anyways, but she's like, I've heard.
Well, that's probably what those people who are like on America's Got Talent feel like. I mean, because we have Castle Rock and Boulder, everything else. They can't get a gig to save their lives on, you know, in a bar around town. But as soon as they hit the national scene, everybody loves them.
And this is going to be challenging for a lot of people like national speakers. I speak in Pakistan, no big deal. I speak in Charlotte, wherever, Dallas, no big deal. I come home and it's a little different. So it's, well, I'll tell you why, is because it's raw. It's real. We're locals. We live here. It's, it's, we're just normal local people. We're not celebrities that flew 6 hours to be here. We are just us. And that's right. The beauty of unconditional is the most beautiful thing in the world to me is the ugly stuff. Is the stuff behind the makeup. It's the stuff behind the masking. It's the stuff behind the big walls and stuff we put up. It is the real, raw, ugly us. And to me, that is beautiful. And we're going to see a lot of that at Unconditional this May 19th. We're going to see a lot of, you know, very influential people be very raw.
I'm thinking.
As we all sit and look at each other.
No, I'm just thinking, that's me all the time. I'm exactly the same person, no matter what country. I'm always that same. Even at
unapologetic.
Yeah, just I'm unapologetically me. But my show, I mean, when I'm speaking overseas, because my next one, I think, is in Australia. I'm speaking at 2 a.m. It's like afternoon for them, but I'm talking at 2 a.m. I'm going to be the same lady. And I'm going to roll out of bed, do my thing. Roll back into bed.
That's awesome. And it's hard. Anyway. It's hard for me to be the same lady all the time too. It's difficult. You know?
Well, you got to shave the beard, you know,
yeah.
You got to go back in time.
Oh man.
Oh yes. Joan's awesome. Taking her day off to be in that special event. Awesome. Joan, we'll see you there.
Beautiful.
Now there's, we've got the book launch. Now I know we're at 38 minutes, right, Brian? I wanted to talk to Michael real quick because Michael is very, one, brilliant, but two, he's also very passionate. And I wanted, when he asked me to be part of the Unconditional event, before it wasn't named Unconditional, he just said, I'm going to be doing this and I want you in it. I don't know what it's called yet, but we're going to do this. That's how long ago I spoke to him. But he had this passion and it stemmed off of, you are specially trained. You and your wife are specially trained in something. What is that?
Yeah, so we do what's called therapeutic foster care. And this is different than normal standard foster care, which by itself, by nature, is very difficult. So what it means is we take in children to live in our home full time. We did this in Oregon for 4 years and had girls. We had a dozen girls over the 4 years. And we just picked up again in this last year in Colorado. And we have a couple boys now. But I also did social work with the boys in the agency in Oregon. I was a behavioral skills trainer. And the real and just raw of it is there are people in our society, in our world, in our country that are very, very hurt people. And they have hurt their children in one way or another. And the majority of the time it's neglect. It's just not loving on the kids as much as they need. So these kids, a lot of people think that they just take the kids away. In Colorado, it's less than seven percent of the phone calls that come in through DHS of the kids get taken away for some reason. It is extremely low in Colorado. So out of 100 calls, like they only need to go out, I think 40% of the time to go to the home. And I think it's only a 7% of that maybe of the kids are taken away. But when they're taken away, they become essentially wards of the state. They're through DHS, they're through different programs, agencies. We work for Hope and Home, which is a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal local foster agency. We absolutely love them. They've been here for a very long time. They're a nonprofit. And then the kids get placed in our home. The schooling we go through this is constant. It's like 40 hours just to get licensed. And then you sit around, wait 6 months while you're doing other classes, waiting to see if you'll be placed. They may place another 6 months or a year later for a second kid, just to make sure their dynamics are good. And then we're in continual, maybe 40, 50 hours a week of training, not including in-person training. To be therapeutic, we're taking another 24 hours. So it's a 3-day intensive in Denver. And I'll tell you guys that I do this because for a lot of reasons. I'm a Bible guy. The Bible says to take care of the orphans in your community. In Judaism, hospitality is such a big thing. To preserve life is such a big thing. But I don't believe there's such thing as a bad person. I don't believe there's such thing as a bad kid. I believe that we're all written and wired in specific and traumatized ways. So seeing past the behavior and seeing the human, the soul underneath, is my passion. I help reveal that to children. When my stepdad raised me since I was 3 years old, being my brother, he support my mom, of course. And when I moved out at 17 when my dad was an idiot. I moved back in at 21 when my dad was a genius. And I could not believe how much my dad had learned in only 4 years, right? So I said, Dad, I said, listen, I love you. You raised me, you raised my brother Chris, you support my mom. How can I ever repay you? He said, Michael, you can't. That's the point. He said, but if you ever could, it would be to raise kids that are not yours biologically, but you treat them like they are, and even better than that. You love kids no matter who they are and where they're from. I said, I am going to uphold the Shoning name by doing exactly that. And shortly after that, a few months later, we got into foster care.
That's great. I've known a lot of people who've done foster care, but to do what you're doing is a little bit, you know, quite a bit different story. A friend of mine had like three girls, and those three girls, they all had the same experience, but one girl was just normal. Then the middle, they were all sisters, by the way. The next one down, she was a holy terror. She literally threatened the life and everything else. And then there's the other sister who ended up.
We would call that normal, by the way, with what we're
doing. This was far beyond anything. I mean, this woman, her name is Vicky, and she's the most amazing person on this planet because she fostered them first, and then she turned around and she adopted them all.
Yeah.
So she took them into her home, so she had to deal with all of their problems and all of their stuff, and it was all based on. Once, you know, what they grew up with their parents, and their parents are the ones who basically forced them out of the house because of their actions, you know, because of their, you know, the parents' actions, if you will. And it's crazy. It's a tough one to do. I mean, just standard fostering, let alone trying to take care of others, you know, other situations.
It's beautiful though. And here's the cool thing. When they're in my house, I'm raising entrepreneurs. I'm raising people. We have a daughter we raised for 4 years. She's now 22. She's in Portland State. She's a beautiful, intelligent, phenomenal human being. When we got her, it was a mess. I'm not even going to go into the whole mess, but special ed, bottles and bottles of pills that they shoved down the kid's throat. Just an absolute mess, right? Failing class. She's now been to Washington, D.C. twice, speaking on behalf of foster kids in America. She has written laws that have become bills that have now passed in Oregon that protect protect foster kids in Oregon. There are laws that she's written that are now becoming federal and especially obviously Colorado laws that protect foster kids, siblings staying together. She's been studying what different medications do to the human brain, and she's working on a bill that is going to be adverse to the over medication of foster youth. Foster youth are sometimes used through different therapists and doctors as test dummies for new drugs. Let's see how much of this we're going to give this, you know, 80-pound, 10-year-old girl and that we would normally give a 250-pound grown man and see what it does to her, especially in Oregon. So she's been fighting so hard. She's an amazing success story. She continues to write laws and work with her attorneys and go to Washington and get these passed for foster kids all over America. Because when they live in my house, they become an entrepreneur. They see that we're willing to carry the weight, that they're willing to carry the weight. They see an issue with the world, they get off their butts and change it. And when you can keep doing that, man, it's you know that old saying, right? If you don't vote, you can't complain. I like to say, if you don't act, you can't complain. But my overall model for all of foster care is, you may have heard people say, hurt people hurt people, right? Mm-hmm. So I made my own. Hurt people, but healed people heal people. We're in a broken world. We need more healed people. That's what unconditional is. That's what I do. I have Asperger's, high functioning autism. I choose to use that as a superpower. I've become a kitchen designer, been designing kitchens really well for the last 10 years and doing sales. It's a superpower, not a disability for me, but I had to make it a superpower and not a disability, right? So every kid I've worked with a lot of kids who are autistic, a lot of kids with reactive attachment disorder, so many, just this line of issues, right? And that becomes their identity. I am ADHD, I am OCD, I am RAD, reactive attachment disorder. I am a traumatized, I was sexually abused, whatever it was. So we don't just say, no, you're not, but we know you're an absolutely loved child. You're appreciated, you're compassionate, you're thoughtful, you're giving, you're worth giving to, you're worth spending time with as an individual. And guys, I'll be honest, the more I work with foster kids, is the more I understand working with adults. When I work with entrepreneurs dealing with childhood trauma or not, dealing with just whatever, lack of success, it's the same stuff I use with adults that I use with these traumatized therapeutic foster kids. And it works because it works on humans.
Yes, well, and that's what that's what I wanted you to get to, because that's what unconditional came about for.
Circles around.
As a coach, that is it. We are still those trapped little kids in our minds who are complaining about what we aren't good at. And as a coach, that's what I talk about, is get over yourself. The only thing that's holding you now is you. And so that's the whole unapologetic. And that's what clicked on us was, get up. We know what it is. And it happened when we were seven. So let's go. And that's really why I was so excited about the I Am Unconditional. Because it is coming up on May 19th. I really want all of you to go out there, go push the button on IamUnconditional.com. Get your ticket. Be there with us, because just being in the room will change your world. And if you want to sponsor that event, we are still looking for sponsors. I'm quite sure of that one. So please, if you want to be a sponsor, write Michael. How do they reach you, Michael?
You know, you can go to unconditionalevents@gmail.com. You can go to email me there. They can call, text me at 719-243-6312. Reach out to me in any Facebook, whatever it is. We could use a couple more sponsors. We have some amazing sponsors. But if you have a product or a service that would benefit our entrepreneurial community, you need to get a hold of me now, because this is the time. And for anybody who is thinking, maybe I should get a ticket, maybe I shouldn't, guys, I know you spent more than $100 on dumb stuff before. You know you have too. It is when the leader is better, the organization is better. It's time to invest in yourself. This, if you're saying, oh, I don't have childhood trauma, blah, 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 then learn from us who did. Learn from our mistakes so that you can skip those and be better. But if anybody's just on the fence, maybe I should go, I don't know, it's on a Thursday, I got to take work off, whatever. Guys, it's so worth it. If I told you I was passing out million dollar checks to everybody who showed up, you would figure out how to get there, right? There you go, million dollar bill. If we were passing these bad boys out, you would take work off, You would get a ride. You would figure out the $97. You would make it. If it was important enough to you, you would be passionate about it. We want you there. You got a big lunch break. Don't worry about that. We have lots of little breaks. We have phenomenal teachers, phenomenal speakers. You're going to learn so much, but we're doing this for you. If we were doing this for us, we charge 10 grand for you to get in like we should, but we're charging 97 bucks. We're doing this to invest in this community. It's only 97 bucks because we want you to show up and be committed. Bring a notebook, bring a pen, get ready to change your life forever. Get ready to tackle those childhood things and get ready to learn from our failures, but also learn from our successes. You can hear phenomenal stories. You hear great statistics, but the stories are more important. You're going to get to shake our hands and learn from us in the small groups. You're going to get resources. You're going to get access to our social media site. You're going to get access to possibly being in the book that we're compiling called The Unconditional Mind. This opportunity is amazing. Yeah. This is a launch. This is ground floor. If you miss this, it will be a disservice for you. If you're outside of Colorado Springs, 25 bucks and you can watch it online. No excuses.
Awesome. All right. We got two more things we have to cover real quick and then we're out of here. But we appreciate Michael, your time with us. One real quick parting thought?
Same as always. Hurt people, but healed people, heal people.
Perfect. And we will talk to you
later. My quote book, man. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael. And we appreciate you very much. Stay on the line. Stay in the background. We'll be right back. So everyone out there in the podcast world and YouTube world and Facebook world, wherever it is, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Michelle Maras.
Well, we're going to cover our last two things real quick.
No, I know. I'm still going to do that.
Okay. I'm Ryan Stockton.
We are Denim and Pearls. And if you want to get to know us a little bit better and come visit with us, you want to come see, the book launch, of course. I'll be there with Michael Schoenig, and Brian will be there also, because I think he might be recording everybody. I'm not sure about that. If you'd like to meet Brian, he is doing some DJ Wildlife stuff here out in the Callahan area at Rooster's Grill and Pizzeria. I think it's their fourth year anniversary and grand reopening on April 23rd. The KJ, and what time is this?
I start at 8 o'clock, but it's going to go all day.
Okay. Come out to Roosters out in Callahan. And then what's the last bit? There's another one, I thought.
Come check out their new expansion. That's the reason for the re-grand opening, because they expanded into another part of the building and added a full restaurant in, brought in pool tables, all kinds of stuff. So they're really excited. Their fourth year anniversary, they've done a whole lot of new stuff. And of course, their drink specials. There's all that other fun things that are going on. And, of course, me.
Okay. Of course. And then, of course, him. And then I'll be at the book launch on April 30th at Coati in Colorado Springs. And on May 1st at Brewability Pizza Building in Inglewood out in the Denver area from, I believe, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So come out. And, of course, follow us on Denim and Pearls on Denim and Pearls Live. .com. And then, of course, all of the Denim and Pearl, you can find us on all the social media things. You know how to reach us. Come out, find us. And if you need to reach to Michael, go through us or just click his name because he's in here. Just click it and then go to his page, write him and say, I need to know more about sponsoring the I Am Unconditional page or the Unconditional event. Is there anything we have forgotten?
I don't know, but Michael likes my new apartment.
So anyway, have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Yes, this was an extra long show, but there was a lot to be covered today. So thank you so much for joining us. Brian, thank you for bringing me onto the StreamYard. I know I wasn't expected to be there. And no, I did not sing, Michael, because here, I'll sing something real quick. If I had $1 million, if I had $1 million.
And Jen's going to love me for that one.
I know. And I also wanted to do a shout out to one of our biggest fans, Helene. Thank you, Helene. I hope you are wonderful and that you're doing well today. She's going in for something today. And I just wanted to say, we love you, Helene, and we're thinking about you, and we miss that you weren't on the chat today. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and are we ready for this?
Sure.
Peace out.
Peace.